On this episode of the podcast, I have Isabel Echeverry, I hope I'm saying that correctly, I apologize, who is one of the leading Latinx talent managers in Hollywood. Isabel was a great conversation. I really liked this side of the film world. I don't get to talk to many publicists or managers. I think these are people that I deal with on a daily basis, but what I found so interesting was hearing her perspective and hearing her, you know, rise to the top. You know, I think she's had a very impressive career. And yeah, just it really opened my eyes to like a whole new world, because when I talk to these managers and publicists, it's one thing, but to actually get to see what their job is like and get a little bit of an inside look at that, I found it so interesting. So thank you, Isabel, for that. Thank you, Nadine, for setting this interview up, and I hope you guys enjoy. Hi, Isabel. How are you doing today?
I'm well. Thank you, Andrew. How are you doing?
Not too bad. I know that, you know, you're a manager for a lot of clients, and I had heard that you'd had some big clients, you know, in award season, you know, as award season's heating up and whatnot.
Yes, we have. Yes, we do. We have three clients on two Oscar-nominated projects, films. Okay.
So before we get to those, can I just get a little bit of your story of how you ended up being a manager for some of these great projects? And because it's a tough business.
Yes. So how I started was that, it was in 1999 when I moved to Los Angeles and I came to pursue my acting. And 3 years later, I was working as an assistant at one of the major talent agencies. And that's where I started. I shift over to that, to representation, and then with my experience as an actress trying to make it and, you know, like you said, a tough business. Then I learned from, these agents and the managers how to be a good talent manager. And that's what I do now. So, yeah, I love helping talent with their dreams and success. So that's what I love to do.
Well, yeah. I think that that's so interesting because on my end, you know, I deal with, you know, managers and publicists all the time. So I'm interested in your insight for that, you know, as on the journalism side. But now on your side, you know, you guys probably deal with a lot of journalists and publicists, right?
We do.
So what does a daily, you know, like a day in the life look like for you?
Oh my God. Okay. Professionally, because I have three kids and that's another thing. But that when I get, you know, between being a mother, during my business hours, I have always to-do lists. Like, for example, you know, I had to even, you know, these are my notebooks that I had printed with my logo, which I can send you one, by the way. Sure. But anyway, this is the most important thing, my to-do list every single day. And as you see, every day is a new one, you know? And so, and I just cannot get used to the digital notes or the digital reminders. It has to be pen to paper. So that's number one. I have to follow up is the key to success. I push in a good way, not push as in like aggressively, like, you know, I follow up is what I do. So that's why my to-do list. So every day I say, okay, yesterday checked in with that person. What do I need to do? I always follow up. Hey, did you look at the link? Did you look at my talent? And that keeps whoever it is, the producers, the casting directors, whoever we are trying to book a job from for our talent to, keep them on point to look at our talent, you know what I mean? And consider them. So yeah, every day is a follow-up day for many people.
And do you remember who your first, sorry.
It's basically a call list. Yeah. Okay.
And I was just wondering, do you remember who your first client was?
Oh my God. My first client was, Valeria Andrews. She was, or is still, I think, signed with Interscope Records. And I had met her personally through one of my ex-boyfriends and a long time ago when I moved here in 1999. And then when I started working at the talent agency and I created the idea of a Latin American department there, then I called her and I said, oh my God, you are Latina. This is what I'm doing. Do you think do you want to come and meet them? And they signed her and then they got her into the show American Family with Edward James Olmos. So that was my first client. I didn't personally cover her because I wasn't ready. I wasn't an agent. I was an agent trainee, but I did bring her and they signed her to ICM. So that was for me, was like, oh my God, like I'm like just starting off and we already signed the clients. So that was very, I was proud of myself.
So what did the jump look like then from being a trainee to then just being a manager? Did you just get kind of thrown in or did you gain a lot of experience?
Yeah, I think the only experience, the good experience that you get is if you just get thrown in and you throw yourself in. Because if you're going to wait for, if you sit down and somebody trains you, yeah, you're going to take notes. But as when, for me, when I then go in and do what I have to do and I fail or I make a mistake, that's when I'm going to learn. I mean, that's just life, I guess. But for me, I was very scared. I was very scared to make those calls, that a cold call, people I didn't know, you know, I wasn't used to that. I was always in the office assisting someone else, but now I had to be me calling for what I wanted, which was, you know, to sell. It's all about sales. I mean, this is sale. I'm selling the talent. I'm presenting the talent. I'm developing talent to be ready to sell and book jobs. You know what I mean? So for me, it was very scary at the time. But what I learned, what it's not really about calling or pitching only, it's about affinity with that person. It's about relationships. Affinity is basically how you relate to the other person in a human level. Mm-hmm. So that completely shifted the way that I booked, which I started booking a lot after that, because I didn't call and say, hey, how are you? I'm Isabel, da, da, da. What do you got? How can I, you know, I have clients. No, it's like, hey, I'm Isabel. How are you? So tell me about yourself. You want to go have coffee? Let's get to know each other, right? Yeah. And then you create that relationship and you can relate. And then the sales come after. So that was pretty amazing to learn that.
Yeah. And, you know, you talked a lot about just like jumping in and kind of failing. My roommate likes to use this phrase, failing forward, but it's true, right? Like you learn by experience. And I'm still in college, so I still, you know, I'm surrounded by kids that we're trying to learn how to take those risks, right? And do you have any sort of, you know, advice? I mean, you did just give your story with, you know, inherently had advice, but
I think preparation. I think, you know, I've had sometimes a few assistants that have started with me and they apply, you know, I interview them and then they start. And then I was like, so did you read my website, everything about my website? Oh no, I just kind of skimmed at it. That's not acceptable. You got to go there and wherever you're going to start, you need to be prepared. Preparation, number one. So preparation and knowledge will give you what? The power and the confidence that you need. So I think that fear is fear of the unknown. So that's where it is. So for example, when I started those calls, I didn't know who I was calling. I don't know who they were. But if I would have done more of my research, I could have been in there. Oh my God, I know you just worked on a Pepsi campaign. And I know you've been in this agency for 20 years. That's amazing. You know, but I just called out of like, oh my God, I know I'm calling a producer from this agency. That's all I know, you know? So I think knowledge is power and you gotta really use that to your advantage.
Yeah, okay. Well, I find that so interesting because it'll make me rethink how I send emails, because even I still to this day will sometimes have to still pitch myself to this publicist or whoever I don't know. But what you're saying kind of counteracts that it might be better off to develop a relationship, right? And I think that that's something I've done. And is that something you still, you know, to this day, you're still communicating with people you're building relationships with?
Yeah. Yes, of course. Yeah. And every day I build new relationships and I love what I do. So I'm happy.
And that's what matters most, right? Is that you find fulfillment in your job. And what would be the most fulfilling part of your job, you know, with all these clients? Is it them getting the job? Is it them getting nominated for awards? Or
I think it's seeing their joy. It could be getting nominated or it can just be giving them their first opportunity for a job. It's still their own joy. So it doesn't matter. Like I said, that it could be from just the first job to being in an award nominated, Oscar nominated project. there, it's about that joy and the gratefulness that they express to me, like, oh my God, thank you, you know, and that's all that, that's all I love about it. That's it. Just for them to appreciate that my intention is to move and elevate, to move their careers forward, to elevate the standards for, you know, to have them have the highest standards in the business, and to bring them the best opportunities in the business. And then, so their smile and their joy is really what I love.
Yeah, well, and there must be something so profound about the, you know, the genuine nature of the way you build relationships, right? Because it is hard to trust people in any industry, especially in Hollywood, right? So I think that it's really interesting to hear you say that, you know, people put their trust in you and you put your trust into them, right? And it pays off.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And at the beginning, it's, I can see some people hesitate, like, oh, I don't know. And I was like, look, no pressure. I'm not promising you anything, but let me just show you. I believe in you. Let me show you. Give me this time frame. And then, you know, they're blown away. So.
Well, I'm sure one of the things they were blown away with were some of your Oscar nominations, right? And Oscar nominee projects that you rep. What are some of those, if you want to talk about those?
So, of course, for example, it's this amazing short film. It's a live action short film that was nominated. Two of my actors are leads in it. They star in the same project. And for example, tomorrow they're going to be screening the Oscar nominated projects at the Santa Barbara Film Festival. So that was a big win for us. Did we know that was going to happen? Of course not. We didn't know it was going to be nominated. But what I did, I remember when I got that project in for my actress, I said, you know, do it. I said, do it. Like I always tell talent, just do it. Don't do everything. But if I bring it to you, that means it's worthwhile. If it's a low pay, it's not about the pay. Then the money comes. It's about the experience. Let's see who the filmmakers are. What's the material? You know, you really analyze it and see if it's worth it. And then you never know what's going to happen. Now look at their career. Their career is like now has that Oscar in there, you know?
Yeah. And are you allowed to say the talent's name? I didn't know. I'm trying to be as vague as possible.
Of course. Oh, yeah. The two talent that are in Please Hold is they're Doreen Calderon and then Danny Mora. Okay. They're established actors. They work left and right. They work a lot. And then Eddie Martinez is in Encanto. He's one of the voices. His small part in the voice of the funny donkey guy. So he's part of it. He's Colombian. And everyone that was on that project, except the composer, of course, you know, but all of the voices and everyone, they're genuinely from Colombia. So for my client to have, you know, a role, he is a character. He brought a character alive in Encanto, which is nominated for 3 Oscars. So it's pretty amazing.
Yeah. And do you know, so when you got him into, did you get him into Encanto or did that?
That came through our network, yes. Because, all of our clients, but the ones that have representation, you know, we have commercial agents, theatrical agents, you know, publicists, voiceover agents, talent managers. So we're all a team. Right. We work together. So yes.
Mm-hmm. Could you actually break down those? You know, I'm actually curious because I see all those, you know, on like IMDb Pro or whatever, you know, the all different kinds of managers, like you said, there's the commercial, theatrical, and their publicists. Yes. Could you break down, you know, briefly if you wanted to go through each one?
Sure. So when a talent starts building up their credits on their own, they do non-union stuff, right? They get their headshots, they start building up from nothing. And then they get their SAG card, right? They get the SAG, AFTRA. Then the smart thing is to reach out to talent manager or go network or go to screenings. Then word of mouth, that's how you get referrals. But sometimes we look at people that send their, I mean, usually it's not how it works, you know, but yeah, I look at everything. I look at everything that people submit to me. But anyway, so let's say I sign an actor that we don't accept any non-union because we don't sell for non-union. We don't cover non-union projects. But when they're SAG eligible or SAG after, right? If I see something that they have at least a reel, and that even if they don't have a lot of credits, it doesn't matter. But if I see their talent and that they're doing the right thing, then that's when after I then help them develop their profile a little bit more, if they need more scenes maybe, or they need better headshots. Then when they have that, which I give them a very tight timeline, you know, it's not like, oh yeah, when you get it now, you got to go do it in 2 weeks and come back. This is your homework. Then they come back and then we get them a commercial agent, and which I already have, you know, I work with the best commercial agents with placing my talent there. Then I place them with a theatrical agent as well. We see which one's the best fit. And which one in my agents, the networks, what they're looking for, which could be, hey, right now I'm looking for, 40 to 50s Latinx males, or I'm looking for 16 to 18 Latinx or diverse teenagers, you know? So me knowing what they're looking for, then I send them whoever I have that are looking for representation. And then voiceover is another agent. So each one specializes. However, we as talent managers, the head of talent, Kathy, that's on my team, and myself, then we look for work for them across the board. So we do everything, but we place them. So that's how it works. And publicist comes later when they book a big job. Then they can get press. But a publicist won't take on a client if they don't have a big, a major credit right now.
Okay. So I didn't know if the publicists, are they usually through the same company or is it a different company?
No, it's a completely different, you know, they have their own companies and they specialize in publicity, which is, you know, like, let's say Julia Roberts, Brad Pitt, everyone has a publicist, but a publicist will not take you on if you don't have at least like a series regular or something. And then they build your EPK, which is the electronic press kit.
Okay. That's press great. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's all a business.
Yeah. And so then do you have any other clients that are in anything coming out soon or any projects you can talk about?
Oh my God. I mean, we just booked Emerald, the one that's with Sofia Vergara playing Griselda Blanco. It's a spinoff of Netflix, Narcos, the Narcos Netflix project TV series. So she has a big role there. Also, we have... Eddie Martinez just recently shot a great film opposite Jane Fonda. And then we have our 10-year-old Latinx that just did a series regular with for J.J. Abrams' Duster, J.J. Abrams. So we have a great stuff coming out.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. And I would be curious if you had any sort of advice for people that, because I have a couple of friends that, you know, want to get into the film world. And, you know, do you have any, I know that I feel like hustle and just get, you know, doing it and is really the big thing, but anything else that you'd love to?
That's really what it is. And I think going out there, getting yourself seen, but also networking a lot, because you can ask questions. Hey, do you know this? Do you know that? Or also just going out there. And I think everyone that is an actor should submit to talent managers, not agents, managers. Because if we see a potential or you fit our roster, see, you might not be good for my roster, but you might be good for somebody else's roster. But talent manager submissions by email. But be ready. Get good headshots. Get something on a reel. Get SAG eligible. Because, you know, you want to play the big games, the big leagues. Not, you know, if you want to make it, like in every business, you gotta prepare yourself, you know, and submit the best work that you can. Yeah. And go to acting classes.
Yeah.
Not a business just of like the outside. It's the craft. It's the resume. What do you have in the training? Are you taking on online on-camera classes? You know, do you know about the business side of it? There are a lot of acting coaches that have the business side of acting. Yeah. So it's not just like going to theater and theater classes and scene study. That's great. That builds, every actor should have a two-year program, two-year, like Stella Adler, Lee Strasberg, you know, all of those great schools, go for 2 years, and then you get into the business of acting, which is the self-tapes and how do you greet a casting director? What do you do? You know, like the protocol of the business. That's super important. So it's, you know, it's a lot, but it's what you decided to do, which is to be an actor. You know, it's a business. It's like being a doctor. You need to go and do stuff. You need to go to school. You need to get a, you know, become SAG after. You know, don't be non-union. Non-union is, you know, it's just, do you want to have like be a professional actor, or do you want to be a non-union actor that gets paid nothing for your work, you know?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things, but I just wish everyone the best. And, you know, I'm here to help if anyone has any questions.
Yeah, well, no, it's so fascinating to hear you, you know, speak. I'd love to talk to you, you know, if you ever want to come back on, I'd love to talk to you even further about it. Is there any social media platforms or websites that you'd like to mention?
Yeah, well, we have our website is Contacto, K-O-N-T-A-K-T-O, LatinX.com. And that's about it.
Okay, perfect.
Well, on the website. Okay.
Well, I'll put it in the description below, and I appreciate, you know, you taking your time, and, you know, best of luck to all your talent, you know, with their Oscar hopes and all of that.
I know. Thank you so much.